Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
There's we have a lot of tension in this earth today. And I'm sure you've recognized it. I'm sure you've seen it and heard it. Let me read this verse. I just feel compelled to do something this morning that I really do believe it's the leading of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah tells us that he holds fast to his covenant. In other words, he always holds on to the covenant that he's made with his people. If you're born again, God has made a covenant with you, and we are in covenant with him. But sometimes we don't fulfill our part of the covenant. For one reason or the other, it may be pressure, temptation, or just flesh, whatever, bondages. Sometimes we fail to live up to our part of loving him, walking with him the way we should. But he says, I hold fast to my covenant. So the part that you fail to do, he does for you. And that's what covenant's about. Over in Isaiah, once again, it says that he holds fast to his covenant. Even those who I bring to my holy mountain, even those that I bring to my presence, those that that he brings in, he'll bring everybody if you just say yes. Those that I bring to my holy mountain, to my presence, and I'll make them joyful. Everybody say joyful. Joyful. Joyful in my house of prayer. The problem that we have mostly in our culture, of our church culture, is that we have lost the ingredients of joy in the house of prayer. Now, what does that mean? It means exactly what we sang about. I will raise a hallelujah when? Anytime and every time. And the reason you can raise a hallelujah, the reason you can come to, the reason that you can come to a prayer meeting and be joyful about it, because that is how God has set his house of prayer in place. We've made it a drudgery. We've made it something that, I got to go through this again. We've made it, church culture has made praying in the house of prayer something that is dreaded instead of something that is joyful. I don't think we intentionally did it. I just think we lost the ingredients that God has said about the house of prayer. He said, I'll bring them in. I'll keep my covenant. I'll bring them in. And I will make them glad in my house of prayer. I'll make them glad. I'll make them joyful. I'll give them joy in the midst of this. And I know the question that we have is, well, with all the stuff that's going on now, all the things of evil that is happening, how can you be joyful? Here's why. You have a God that is above all of that. You have a God and a Father that hears you when you cry out. You have the creator of the entire universe, the one that is holding everything together, Jesus. So that's how we can have joy in the house of God. You'll be praying about very deep things. You'll be praying and seeking God about very hard things. things, impossible things that you and I can't do, but he can. Nothing's impossible for him. So whatever thing that you think that you've got that's too impossible, just give joy to him, because nothing is impossible for him. That's the reason we can have joy in the house of prayer. So when you enter into a season that looks bad, that looks terrible, that looks sad, that looks like it's undone, that looks like I can't fix this, it looks like it's beyond me, you can have joy in your heart. Even going to the house of prayer to collectively come together to pray, you can have joy in the midst of that, saying, but I know my God is the answer. He has the answer. He is the answer. And all we need to do is listen to him. See, sometimes we need to pray and listen. We need to listen to what he's telling us. We need to read. We need to get closer to him. We'll talk about that. But he goes on, he said, I will bring into my presence, to my holy mountain, I'll be where I am, and I will make them joyful in my house. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be acceptable on my altar. What's he saying? Their prayers and their requests, their sacrifice that they make to come to me with this item will be acceptable. And my house will be called a house of prayer for all the peoples. All the people. Now that's my exhortation this morning concerning us becoming a house of prayer. Us being, not just becoming, being a house of prayer. Being a place that you can gather together in his name for his purpose. Not for man's agenda, not for a religious agenda, but for his purpose and his fullness, the fullness of his will, the fullness of what he wants to do. You're coming to the one when we pray. We're just going to be praying in just a moment. We're coming to this one, the one and only God of the entire universe. There is no one like him. He is the Lord of lords, all lords. He is the King of all kings. He is the God of all gods. There's no one like him. So when we come to him with a joy in our heart to know that no matter how bad, how dark it is, I can come before him with a heavy heart, with a heart that is broken, with a heart that doesn't know about without understanding. But one thing that we can understand is this. It's a joy to be able to come to him. Can anyone tell me any other person or any other means by which we can cry out to that can fix where we are today? It can't, it won't be. But I'm telling you who he's going to use. He's going to use the church. It's going to be him that does it, but he's going to use the church. That's why we're here. We're not here to be pew sitters, chair sitters. Somebody asked me, do y'all jump pews over at your church? And I told them, no. We took pews out a long time ago. We jumped chairs. They just looked at me and said, you do? And I said, no, we don't ever jump chairs. I said, if God ever leads me to jump chairs, I'll jump them. I said, and I hope you would do the same. He said, well, if he does. And I said, well, that's if he does for me too. Aren't you glad he hasn't left us here alone? Aren't you glad he opened an avenue? He opened a portal. He had an open heaven. He still has an open heaven for us. He opened the means and the ways of a highway, whatever, how you want to say it, that we can come and communicate with him and come and ask him about things that are going on. And the God of heaven listens. Boy, that's a motivator to pray. Don't be caught up with a presentation of prayer in such a way that it is like, come with a glad heart. Come with joy resounding in who you are, knowing the fact that He has made me. He has made me glad. That He's the one that puts the joy there, even when we pray about difficult things. Are y'all hearing this? It's not a contradiction. It really is. How many of you ever gone through a real difficult time in your life, but deep down in your heart, there was a joy in knowing who He is? Wave at me. See, that's the reason you can have. See, that's available for all of us. Knowing that even when we feel like we're being crushed, or we feel like we're being torn apart, or we feel like we got all these things going and they're all against us. Will I ever get a break? I know a breakthrough is coming. See, even when you're going through something that you need this, I know a breakthrough is coming. What's the other part? Something about a miracle. By faith, I see a miracle. Let me ask you this. How many of you see a miracle right now? God bless you. Your eyes are open to Him. He's the miracle worker. We have a song about that. He's the way maker. He's a miracle worker. He's a what? Promise keeper. A light in the darkness. See, this is the Word of God. You know, another portion of the Word of God says that He said, if my people will humble. You know, humility is one of the first things that we're going to have in approaching God. The highway's already there, made there, put there by Jesus Christ, that we can approach the throne of grace in our time of need and get help. And our intercession is not praying for us. Our intercession is praying for others. Our intercession is praying for people that we maybe not even know, which we're about to do. That's our intercession. So you enter into session with Christ about someone else or about whatever it is, because there's a gap that you and I feel. That's the reason we're gappers. We run to the gap. We run to the place that's breached. We run to the place that there's a problem. We go to that place and cry out to Him with joy, knowing that He hears our prayers and that He's the one that can put this the way it needs to be. Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. I studied hard this weekend. And the Holy Spirit was grateful. But He said, this is where I want you to go. So I'm okay with going that way. But I will tell you this, after we pray, we're going to spend the rest of the time, we're going to spend time praying together in the house of prayer. Before we end that, here's my word to you. Don't miss next week. I'm not going to tell you to say something to somebody. I'm going to say to yourself, don't miss next week. Don't miss next week. I'm going to give you something next week that God has given. I'm telling you, it will. Anyway, don't miss it. Here's what we're going to do. I want everybody to stand. Visitors, if you're a visitor here, or if you're a little bit uncomfortable with joining somebody in prayer as a group, I want you to get into some groups. Please feel free to you can remain seated and you can pray in that way, but we're going to get into groups. Nobody's going to put pressure on you. How many of you know that we really need to be connected? Because our unity and our agreement and our prayer carries a lot of power in its release. But before we start, here's what I want you to do. I'm going to be giving you some directions, I should say. I saw a shadow. I said, where's that shadow coming? I said, I thought the Lord was manifesting itself and I was going to have to get out of the way. Thank you for coming up, Susan. But here's the thing about it. We've been talking about joy, that he said, I'll give them joy even when they pray about difficult things. Because you're remembering who you're asking. You're remembering, you're asking the God of the impossible. I want to be part of the impossible thing being done. Don't you? I really do. So this is how we're going to do this. We're going to start out. The first thing we're going to pray about is going to be our troops, our nation, our president. We're going to be praying for safety, protection, godly wisdom, and direction. Okay, that's going to be first. And I'll tell you a little bit. I'll tell you when we're going to shift. But here we're going to actually live out what we sing about. How many of you know sometimes we're caught in the trap of singing about something that we don't live out? Yes, I agree with that child. Okay, so here's how we're going to enter into this thing, and here's how we're going to live out what we've been singing about. Brother Dan said in this song, and we sang it too, raise a hallelujah. So I want you to get in your group. Just turn around, just get into some groups. If you'd rather not, just have a seat and it's just fine for you to sit and pray. It's just fine for you to do that. I don't want anybody feeling uncomfortable. I don't want anybody feeling like they have to do this. All right, wait a minute. All right. What you going to raise first before you pray? All right, raise up a hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name. You are the God of all gods, the Lord of all lords, the King of all kings. Now with that, go into praying for our troops, for our nation, for our president. If you don't know each other's name, just give them your first name. Father, we lift up our troops. We thank you for the brave men and women that are headed that way now, that are already there. God, we ask you to protect them from danger. We ask you to watch over them as only you can. We ask you, Father, that peace would be realized, that you're the only peace maker. You teach us how to do it, but you really know how to do it. We thank you, God, for these that volunteered. We thank you, God, that these that volunteered to even be in the military. We pray for their destiny to be fulfilled in their lives. We ask you for peace. We ask you for safety. We ask you for protection. We ask you, God, that you would give a pathway to understanding what needs to be done during these days. We ask you for godly wisdom. We ask you, Lord, that our president and all our people in the White House and the House and the Senate, God, that they would realize who you are and that they would seek your face and start a revival even in Washington, in the White House. Start a reformation. Start something that is an outpouring of your spirit and not from the spirit of man. Protect our president and his family. Watch over them. God, we don't know what your plans are in the Middle East right now, this moment, but we cry out to you and say, we trust you, Lord. Just give us the right way to go. Just give us the right things to do. The things that you're calling us to do. The things that you're calling our military to do. Hallelujah, we're asking the God who does the impossible. Lord, I pray that you'll be able to raise a hallelujah in the presence of their enemies. Lord, when they go to Iraq, God, in the presence of enemies, set the table for your people. And let a hallelujah be raised up, even in the midst of conflict, that you would be recognized, you would be honored, you would be seen, and you would be called upon for this situation. We thank you for our president. We thank you, God, for his staff. We thank you for the House. We thank you for the Congress, the Senate. We thank you, God. But we're asking you to speak to their hearts so deep that their thoughts of you would be of reality and truth, and not of religion, and not of a political twist. I'd like for you to switch now, if you can, and go to Australia. It's burning. That entire continent has fires all around it, all in it. Thousands and thousands of animals are being destroyed. People are struggling, breathing. Lives have been lost. We need to cry out to God that outpouring of rain. Lord, let it rain in Australia. Lord, send the rain. Send the rain. Stop the fires. Give them fresh air. Let the winds die down and the spreading of fire, but let them increase to be able to breathe as the fires go down. Put the fires out, Lord. Send the rains. Everybody agree. Send the rains, Lord. Send the rains. And Lord, not just the natural rain, but we just ask you to send a raining of your presence to that continent. Lord, let them see you in the midst of all the heat, in the midst of all the fire. Let them see who you truly are. Let a revival, let a true revival come forth out of Australia. Lord, let your glory rise out of the ashes that are already there in Jesus' name. Let the people be able to breathe, not just fresh air, but let them breathe in your presence. I want you to now switch, and I want you to pray for the church. Notice I didn't say the church is. There's only one true church. It's the church of Jesus Christ. There's many congregations, so we can pray for congregations, but it's his church. Over the last weekend we had danger inside and lives being taken, and yet we had a wonderful thing that happened. Listen to me, the wonderful thing that happened is the fact that people were protected. See, part of the leadership of this church is not just to feed you spiritual food, but it's also to protect you from danger. And that was done. But the church as a whole needs to acknowledge that there's threats all around us. So I want you to begin to pray for the church to be protected. I want you to pray for that the church would be bold. The church would be able to release their mouth for the word of God to come in and to come through us. And that we would not be intimidated. Pray for boldness. Pray for every pulpit to have the boldness of Christ. The Bible says that the righteous shall be as bold as a lion. Pray that the spiritual fire, the holy fire of God, would start in every pulpit. Start in every pew, every seat, every home. It's not impossible. God does all the things, even if they're impossible to us. If there is a church name right now, if there's a church that you want to pray for, maybe somebody goes there, maybe it's just on your heart to pray for that church. I want you to name that name. Name the name of that congregation and begin to pray for them. And don't let it just be Father's Vineyard. Pray for us, yes, but let it be. Adaville is across the street. You know some others. Just pray for them. Pray for the salvation of souls. Pray for the return of the prodigals. If you know prodigals, call their name. Call their name to come home. It may be your children. It may be the children across the street. It may be some neighbor. It may be relative. Call them home. Call them home. I want you to shift now. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of families that are struggling with sicknesses, diseases. They need a breakthrough. They need healing. You may need healing. And if you one of them that needs healing in your circle, just tell them, would you pray for me? Just tell that circle, pray for me. You don't have to reveal what it is. Just say, I'm struggling. I'm struggling with my health. You don't have to tell. Just tell them, pray for me. Would you pray for me right now? Begin to pray for them. And tell them, I know a breakthrough is coming. By faith, I see the miracle of your healing. Now, if you know someone else that is sick, you know someone else in your family, just tell them. I want you to pray for my friend. I want you to pray for my daughter. I want you to pray for my mom. I want you to pray for my dad. I want you to pray for my cousin. I want you to pray for my husband, my wife. I want you to pray. I want you to pray for them. Just begin to pray for those in belief that God heals. Thank you. If there's someone in that in your group that needs a financial breakthrough, just lift your hand in that group and just say, would you pray for me and my finances? Just let them know, would you pray for me and my finances? Father, in Jesus' name, we just ask you to deal with these hindrances. Lord, let your people prosper financially as well as health-wise. And I know a breakthrough is coming. By faith, I see a miracle. This thing, and we're going to close out right now. I want you to start praying for our families are under attack. I want you to pray for families. If your family personally needs prayer, let them know. I want you to pray for my family. But if you don't have anybody in that your family don't need prayer, you're not going through anything, pray for the families pray for the families of people in the house of God. Pray that their families would be touched by the presence of Jesus Christ being the head of that home. Let the manifestation of his presence be made known inside that union, inside that marriage, inside that family. Stand up against it. Ask the Lord to give you strength to stand up against this false premise that marriage is not between a man and a woman, when God says it is. Rise up against the darkness. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Pray for the young generation. Pray for the young generation that they would have eyes to see who Jesus really is, and that their reasoning would be influenced by the power of the Holy Spirit and truth. I want you to raise a hallelujah. Okay, hold just a second. We're gonna dismiss, but hold just a second.
Thank you. I just wanted to give you a quick update. I don't know what has come in through the offering, but I have had some people reach out to me, and there is enough money that has been provided already for each and every one of these Bibles. So thank you. Thank you. And we are trusting God that he's going to make the provisions for everything else. But I wanted to add one more thing. Teresa Millwood, are you still here? Would you come up here, please? Thank you. I don't mean to put you on the spot. Teresa shared with me that her grandson is serving over there as well. His name is Austin Hope. So when we pray, let's call the ones that we know by name, let's call them by name. So let's keep in prayers Austin Hope, and she's going to try to get an address for him so we can also send him some of the blessings that you are going to be blessing these men and women with. And my friend that's over there, his name is Jarrett.
Okay, and Bob Ducharme, one of our very own, is in Baghdad. So we really need to be praying. We really need to be praying for him and all the rest of them that are there. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you. You know how to bring it up, and you know how to stir us up to pray. So I ask you now to remember these that we've mentioned, and I ask you, God, for continued protection. Set your angels, a hedge of protection round about them, that the enemy would be fearful to approach. In Jesus' name, amen. One more thing, stand up. We're going to adjourn. How many of you know that song, I've Got That Joy, 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 Diamond? Y'all know that? All right. Pastor Charlie, you're the master musician. I'm not asking you to play it. I'm just asking us. You know, I may start it in the key of off. My heart. Down in my heart today. Joy, joy, down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 down in my heart. Down in my heart today. God bless you. Be at peace. Go give that joy away to somebody else. Amen. God bless you. You do not want to miss next week.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.